Having understood these agencies which are involved in export of the agricultural commodities, let us understand something something of international level or international event which impacts on the production of the agriculture, and that is WTO, that is World Trade Organization. Impact of the global trade and the trade development. Effect of this impact of the WTO, World Trade Organization, and their relevance to India's agri exports. This WTO is international body, okay? And there has been the growing divergence and not a convergence of the income level, both between the countries and the people internationally. Inequality among and within the nations has widened. Assets and the income are more concentrated and the wage shares fallen while profits shares are rising. Capital mobility alongside the labor immobility has been reduced, and the bargaining powers of the organized labor. Okay. So, World Trade Organization has taken up certain issues like this. The rise in unemployment, and with the more and more people working in the informal sector, has generated an excess supply of the labor and depressed the real wages. Rapid growth of the global market has not seen the parallel development of the social and economic institution. Labor rights have also been assiduously protected than the capital and the property rights. The global rule trades for the finance are unfair to the extent that they produce asymmetric effect on rich and the poor countries, and with the countries between the people, so as to reduce the gap which is already widened. The WTO takes some initiative. In other words, rich countries wants access to the poor countries' resources, market, and their labor forces at the lowest possible price, retain the subsidies, and resist opening their market to their poor countries. On the other hand, the developing countries also determined to protect their livelihood of their farmers, as this is the critical and essential for the social stability as well as the political survival. WTO plays a very important role in this kind of two different aspects. Developing countries, including India, must extend their support to the develop new technologies and the markets and the shelter facing firms for international speculation. Increase the investment in training, infrastructure, and research. Provide the labor rights protection, and also to ensure the additional social safety net to cushion the farmers against the price and the market volatility for their products. Now, having understood this whole jhamela of the export of agricultural commodity, we conclude with understanding what are the major constraints of the agricultural exports. We have to jot down certainly, and also we have to suggest certain way forward also. So, while jotting down the major constraint of the exports consist of lack of broad raw material, lack of broad raw material base in terms of the kinds and the varieties of the fruits, vegetables, and suitable in all respect of the processing and their availability in commercial quantity at prices of economical and processing industry. Initially, invariably, with the cost of the raw material high. So, high cost of the raw material is one constraint. Number two, low productivity and the poor quality of the produce as compared to the very high level of obtained as an advanced countries affect the processing and none of the processing unit work to full capacity for utilization. That is also another constraint. Despite this WTO, World Trade Organization, and the agreement on the agricultural subsidiaries continue, as a result of which the expected gain have eluded developed countries like India. Imposition of non-tariff barriers like sanitary and phytosanitary. These are the conditions on the imports and the developing countries that has to be implemented. Then lack of awareness of the knowledge about the SPS. SPS means the phytosanitaries, sanitary and phytosanitary conditions. Okay. Measures which quality standard required to be adopted by processing the industry and exporters. In respect of the fruits and vegetables, which are generally constrained by poor prices support, credit support and delivery system which affect the processing, that is also another constraint. The quality of the packaging is poor. So quality improvement in packaging, as well as according to the international standard, imported countries demand a specific packaging for each produce and use of biodegradation material, resulting in high cost of the packaging. That is also another constraint. The emergence of the trading blocks in Asia, Europe, North America have also considerably affected India's agri-export trade. Due to the poor infrastructure in handling the transport, marketing and the processing horticulture like produce, India has not grown in our, it has not grown in our country. Poor infrastructure, particularly transportation, road network and also freight and the cargo facilities, cold storage facilities, etc., coupled with many other inequalities of post-harvest management, affect the produce and the product. Inadequate supply of the power, water, research and development, support and other constraints are also there. The freight rates in India are reported to be around 50 to 100% higher than those which prevent in some of the other prevalent in other countries, which does a very little improve in our competitiveness. It is residual rather than the fresh produce that often taken up with the processing, which has a bearing of quality. Lack of proper marketing strategy, which is geared to meet the raw material requirement of processing unit and ensuring to sustainable export market for the processed product. Proper and inconsistent quality of the processed products and inadequate export promotions are some of the constraints which are plugging into the processing in industry. Having understood these constraints, we also have to suggest something for improvement of these constraints. Okay. First one suggestion is regarding infrastructure development. In what they have suggested, major impediment of the promoting the export is the lack of adequate infrastructure, particularly cold storage, this facility, as well as transportation facility. There is need to encourage the people, maybe public or private partnership, in building such facilities to ensure their proper maintenance. That is one suggestion. So increase in infrastructural development. Second one, marketing strategy. What is expected? What we are suggesting? We are suggesting that in new scenario where all the quantitative restrictions have now been removed and there is increased opportunity for developing the countries to have the access to the global market, it is imperative that the marketing strategy is worked out, focusing on major items, focusing on the major items such as the countries, and also to the concentrate on such products which are using the comparative advantage. Okay, marketing strategy should be worked out so as to deal with the different countries. Third one is a contract farming, which is lacking in our country. Contract farming needs to be encouraged, not only to provide a broad base for a raw material for processing, but also for supply of the right type of input and other linkages necessary for acceptability of the quality standard for the competitive reports. Another suggestion is improvement in human resource development. There is also a vital need for the human resources. The development and the train the exporters about the quality standard and the sanitary and the phytosanitary measures that needs to be complied by the market access to the information. Biotechnology is also another suggestion, which India has also recognized, and this is one of the five top biotechnology leaders in Asia Pacific region in terms of number of patents filing. India ranks third in Asia biotechnology, and it leads to the reduction in the cost of improvement in the productivity. Trade related intellectual property rights is also need to be looked into, because India should launch a genetic and also legal legacy movement immediately to sensitize the panchayats and the rural families on implication of the protection of the plant varieties. Credit facility suggestion regarding the credit facilities, Exim Bank, in consultation with APEDA and Ministry of Agriculture, may set up farm export promotion sale in each agri export zone, okay, and provide the necessary technical support and the guidance to the exporters. This is also one of the suggestions. Then economies of the scale, the economics of the sale and the branding can only happen when a large and the big companies enter into the sector, and in this respect, the contract farming and the corporate farming should be extended credit facilities with liberal terms and marketing, so and making storage as well as movement, processing, marketing and the trade of farm commodities free from regulations and controls. If these are the suggestions, taking into consideration what are the policy changes that government has been introduced. After suggesting this, government has introduced certain policy changes, and these policy changes incorporated in the policy which was implemented, that is Agricultural Export Policy in December 2018, which was implemented. It consists of some of the challenges as far as the policy is concerned. These challenges, one, they diversify our export basket, destination, and the boost high value and the value added agricultural exports, including focus on the perishable goods or perishable commodities. Then, next challenge is to promote the novel and indigenous organic, ethnic and traditional and non-traditional agri-product exports. Next challenge is to provide an institutional mechanism for pursuing the market access, tackling the barriers and dealing with the sanitary and phytosanitary issues. To strive to double the India's share in the world agricultural exports, by integrating with global value chains, enable farmers to get the benefit of the export opportunities in the overseas market. The agriculture and the Processed Food Product Export Development Authority, that is APEDA, has signed MOU with AFC, the AFC in India, Agriculture Finance Corporation, and the National Cooperative Union of India, that is NCUI, in August 2020. The MOU and AFC India Limited has been signed, and cooperation in the areas of critical technology intervention requirement for organic as well as chemical and residue-free productive system, as well as the development of the common processing center, effective supporting the entire value chain system in clusters and identified under the agricultural export policy. Developing pre-production. These are the challenges. Developing the pre-production, production, post-harvesting, primary processing, secondary processing, transportation, distribution, these guidelines for all the stakeholders, including the farmers, to meet the international compliances and international standard and capacity building of various stakeholders and providing the technical support to the tribal farmers and group federation organization working with the farmer. This is also one of the important challenge. MOE with NUCI has been signed for the cooperation, okay, cooperative involved in the agricultural produce. As far as the improving the quality of the agri-produce is concerned, its consolidation and its export for the better price realization to the farmers, facilitating the necessary certification for agri-produce, organic produce, capacity development of the agri-processing and allied cooperatives, okay, societies, self-help group, that is SHGs, showcasing the product and the services being produced, offered by the agri-produce processing cooperative in Indian and the global markets, etc. This MOU, which is signed, should take care of all these things. This is also one of the important challenge. Okay, the MOU with AFC Limited and NUCI will facilitate the development of the cluster which are identified under the AEP, thus benefiting the farmers on those clusters and promoting the agri-exports from the country. Most of the areas we have covered under the export, agri-export. Once you understand that these are the agencies, this is finance requirement, these are the various steps taken by the government, various agri-export zones and everything. Once you understand this, it will be easy for you to understand the process of export, for which our next chapter will be there. Till then, thank you very much.